when she was, even when she was into the 20s, which is going back to the Great War, she had to be in at 9:30 every night. And when the war came, she joined the Women's Volunteer Reserve, as it was then, and they used to drive ambulances to the stations to pick up the wounded and take them to the hospital. And she, that was her emancipation, really, because she could then spread her wings a little bit. And she and some of her WER friends used to come to Cleve. I don't know how they settled on Cleve, except that there was a good bus service. And they stayed in different cottages, just as, you know, sort of paying bed and breakfast type thing. She stayed in Fred Cook's old house next to Peacock, and she stayed in the cottage where we live now. And I think Mrs. Fairgreave, whose son used to help Jeff Orvis in the garage before he went, he joined the army during the war, the Second World War we're talking about now. Anyway, the cottage where we're living now came on the market in 1936, and she'd stayed there, and she bought it as a weekend cottage, and it was pretty basic. But I inherited it eventually, and that's why we're there. So she got quite attached to the village during the Great War, and this is why we're here, really, now.